Alloy Parks Recreation and Forestry Committee meeting Tuesday, May 22nd, 2018. It is 5:33.
All right. Call the meeting to order. I'll start with the roll call. Lee Bougie.
Here.
Bob Ferguson.
Absent.
Absent. Angela Kowalczyk-Adrian's here. Kelly Prescott, absent.
Yes.
Dan Fox.
Here.
Dina Mooney.
Here.
And Trustee Rob Atwood is excused.
Is excused, yes. All right.
Okay, so election of Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Committee Chairperson.
I nominate Andrea.
I will accept that. Okay, so we have a motion to nominate. Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you.
All right. It's easy enough job. I don't
And I will back you up when you're not here.
Thanks. Okay, any modifications to the agenda? If not, I will take a motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Right. And then the minutes from the April 24th meeting. I know a lot of you weren't here for it, but for those who were, if you have any changes, let me know. Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Can I make a motion to approve if I wasn't at the meeting?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay. Get a second?
I'll second. I listened to them online.
Wow.
I did my homework.
Yeah, wow.
All right. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
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 Okay. Minutes approved. All right, public appearances.
Jim Elrod, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I've been talking a little bit about the access to the Fox River Trail and the need for easements because there's no public access to get to the trail from either Alloway Avenue or West St. Joseph Street. But what there is down there is the state DNR does own a nice strip of parking spaces that doesn't have legal access to. So I was thinking that maybe the village staff could somehow find a way to get control of that property and work out some sort of cross easements to, they're currently using it for parking anyway, and it's probably not, I don't know how formal the agreements are right now. But, you know, a couple sidewalks in there would make it a whole lot easier for people to get in and out and to have it more formal, something that will last 50 years. So this is the map coming here off of Alloway Avenue, and then there's the map coming off of St. Joseph. The names on here are a couple years old, so some land.
Maybe you want to just touch real quickly on what we did talk about at the last month's meeting with regards to this.
Sure.
And the Planning Commission.
So is this at Alloway Avenue that we're looking at here, John?
The front page is Alloway Avenue. The second page is West St. Joseph.
Okay. So, we took a look at, we were looking at places where the roads could be striped for bike lanes. And from there, we started talking about the difficulties of crossing Riverside Drive. And initially, we thought that was going to be remedied with the reconstruction of Riverside, but now that's put off indefinitely, right?
Correct. Until a future time period.
So with that, as a committee, we recognize that there is a safety concern with people getting across Riverside. It's highly used from Alloway and from St. Joseph, and neither one of them we have real great options. On Riverside, we talked about that there is a, the road that you're looking on the top page right there that is, would actually be a shared property between the Shank building and the, the Mariner Hotel where it's going to be developed as condos. So that's kind of a shared area. So we had talked about that. I'm also on the Plan Commission, so I'll make sure to bring it forward, but if the Plan Commission can, and actually Trevor gave an update to the Plan Commission too to bring this to their attention.
Sure.
When the condos come in for this Fox Trails LLC, we need to take a look at what's going on with that connection right there because it's not a legal connection to the Fox River Trail, but a lot of people use it currently. And in order to move forward with trying to find a safe way for people to get across Riverside, you know, that's something we as a committee had recommended. And we talked about different options for, you know, maybe doing some type of tunnel to get you over a little bit, to get you north a bit, and then under Riverside, or, you know, a bridge would probably be more difficult, but, you know, tunnels are probably pretty expensive too. But just talking about different ways that we might be able to get people safely across Riverside.
Right. And that, you know, during the approval process through Planning Commission, those might be the times to look at some of these easements.
Right.
I think was one of the things
that
we
talked about.
Yeah, I
mean, there's definitely opportunity here to at least get legal access to the Fox River Trail, and then from there it's easier to start talking about how to make that connection, you know, to that. But without even having a connection legally to the Fox River Trail, it's kind of hard to look at making a connection across Riverside.
Sure.
And then we also talked about at St. Joseph Street that there could be some opportunities there, and Brown County had interest in, you know, working with us wherever there would be a trail connection. So potentially there's some option to get from St. Joseph Street to Francis Park, perhaps.
Yep.
So that pretty much sum it up, Rose.
Thank you.
Right. Anything else, Jim?
That's it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jim. All right, Chris, got some
information for
us?
Sure. Just have a few items under information. First item, introductions of our new committee members. Dina, Dan, tell us a little about yourself, I guess, and where you live, what you do.
I'm Dina Mooney. I've been a resident of Alloway for, I think, almost 10 years. I am a mom to a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. And professionally, I actually know Angela. That's how I know her. I'm the county planner for Calumet County. So I do a lot of, like, land divisions and farmland preservation planning, which you don't really do here, but comprehensive planning. And I also handle the tourism for the county, too.
Okay.
And I also serve on the Alloway Historic Preservation Commission as well. So.
Good.
Welcome.
Yes, welcome. Dan?
Hi, my name's Dan Fox. I'm actually new to Alloway. I've lived here for about a year. Prior to that, I lived in De Pere for 12 years. Had this grand idea of running for trustee this past election cycle. Unfortunately, that didn't work out very well for me, but look for me again in 2 years. So I thought that I would get my feet wet and get involved with the community and get on some committees and see where it goes from there. I work for Conup Vending here in Green Bay, right across the river, actually. Mm-hmm. Director of operations for a segment of their business that's called Micromarkets. I have 2 kids. One's 23. One will be 16 in a couple of weeks. And we live right over by the CP Center, so we're very happy to be here. We got our dream home, believe it or not. And, yeah, that's about it.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Great. Next item.
We can be newbies together.
Next item, Webster Park concession building update. Just wanted to give the committee a quick update on the Alloway Buccaneers football organization is reconstructing a park shelter concession stand at Webster Park. We are looking at actual demolition. I believe they're looking at the first Monday in June. So they had they did find some asbestos in a little bit of asbestos and some tar on the roof that they have to get rid of. So that kind of set them back a week or so. But so looking at demolition with ending of construction, they're looking at mid-August. So they're going to expedite it and try to get it done as soon as possible, so that it's done for the start of their season. So for new members here, the Alloway Buccaneers offered to pay for the reconstruction of shelter building, concession stand, new restrooms, and kind of a meeting space that can be utilized by the community as well as a rental facility, about a $200,000 project. So,
is that by Webster Elementary School?
It is. It is.
Okay.
Yeah. If you would, it's about midway on the park. It It's the old brown looking shelter building right next to the playground. So, right next to the football field as well. So, I wanted to give the committee an update on that. So,
that's great.
Yeah. Optimus Park update and the Miracle League. With the playground work at Optimus Park, we are in the process of preparing the sub base under the playground for the rubber installation. Hopefully that will be done next week with our fingers crossed. We'll see. All of the play equipment is, the bases have been put in, so looking that would be, as soon as the rubber's put down, that we can install that equipment. The electronic play piece of equipment we relocated to the southwest corner of the playground, kind of over by the swings. A few of the residents on Kolb had some concerns with the noise and the lights, and being that we hadn't really done anything for that piece yet, it was an easy solution, just sliding it around to the other end of the playground that a little bit farther away from their houses. So, with regards to the parking lots, all of that work has been bid out with the street reconstruction, so when they get their all of that work scheduled in, then we'll be doing the resurface or reconstruction of the existing parking lot, as well as the installation of the parking off of Kolb Street, the new stuff. So that will take place this summer at some point. And the Miracle League does start their season the first Saturday of June. I believe it's June 2nd. So if you've never been there, it's a great event to watch all of the teams that show up, because they have all of the teams play on opening day. So the park is just jam-packed at that point in time. Last item, Alloway Boys Little League Baseball. This is an unfortunate item. We were informed this year that the Alloway Boys Little League organization did not have enough participants sign up, so they had to cancel their season, which I think they said they had about 50 or right around that number, which it's unfortunate, it wasn't enough to hold their league. So they were able to find locations or places in the surrounding Green Bay leagues for those kids. They're going to try again this fall or potentially next spring, but we'll have to wait and see how that goes. It'll be a tough battle, I think. You know, once you kind of give those kids up, they're already going to be involved in another league. So
I didn't even know that existed.
The Alloway Little League?
Yeah. Because I was asking around about baseball teams.
Sure, sure.
And I don't know what age they start, but
sure.
I asked and nobody said anything.
No kidding.
They directed me to DePere, and DePere was full.
Yeah, and I think that has been some of the issues with this organization is their timeliness of getting information out, and are they getting it out to the right locations for parents to know. You know, we do have information for, you know, a connection for their organization in some of our publications, but, you know, we don't directly
market,
you know, market and run those programs, you know. I think that was part of their problem over the last several years, is that they weren't able to get that information out, you know. A lot of times in the past, and we currently do it as well with some of our rec programs, you would send info to the schools and flyers to send home. Green Bay school system has new rules on how you do that, and it takes a lot longer process, and it's not as easy as it used to be. So I think things get kind of held up in their new processes. So.
Were they the ones, Chris, about a year or so ago, who came to the committee because they wanted to be able to sell advertising to put on the fences?
No, that was Titletown Baseball, and they have since folded. Okay. They are no longer in business either. So I don't know exactly what the situation is. There's quite a few elite programs and businesses out there that cater to, you know, the elite athletes, and the thought is they're taking away from the recreational programming. So from our department, it's something we'll have to look at, and we continue to talk to the surrounding neighbors, communities about it as well. And, because it's not just baseball. There's other sports that are suffering too. And, trying to figure out why, kids aren't as involved as they used to be, or the numbers aren't. So.
It's hard because, you were saying you have soccer tonight. Yeah. I mean, we had soccer last night, and it's okay, well, then you have to sign them up for another sport.
Yeah.
And then it's okay, how many nights? And then you've got to hear them here at a meeting. Yeah. Just kind of...
There's
kind of have to pick seasons. This season we're going to play one sport. Next season we're going to play another sport. And
And then all the choices that the kids themselves have, whether it's other curricular, extracurriculars, or video games, or whatever. It's a tough situation. So
what does that do with the scheduling of the fields?
What fields did they
utilize the baseball diamonds over at Webster Park, and at this point. The fields are available. We have rented a few of them out for some other teams to practice on. So I know there's two fields that don't have grass on the infields that will work for softball as well. And we've rented a couple of them out for softball teams to come and practice. And one of the elite baseball programs has rented one for a traveling team that they have that practices there a few nights a week. So... we will continue to try to market that to at least get some use on there and try to get some revenue to offset some of the costs. Because we still have to maintain the fields, otherwise they turn to weeds and things like that. So.
And is the schedule posted of when it's occupied by... leagues and when neighborhood kids can play?
Yes. As far as any reservation scheduling, that's on our through our scheduling system, recreation scheduling system online. So, other than that, it's a public park. If the fields are not in use, neighborhood kids can go.
I just kind of remember when I was growing up, either I was in a league or it's kind of nice to be able to say, Billy, let's go on over and we'll meet at the park. There,
right.
There's not a game there on.
Right, and that's available to the neighborhood kids to do.
But it's online, though, so the kids can see that the field will be open.
Yep. So.
Okay, discussion on the fiscal year 2019 Parks Capital Improvements Budget.
Yes, just wanted to give a quick initial breakdown of some of the capital improvement projects for next year's budget and future year's budget for the committee to kind of think about over the next few months before we have to start finalizing our budgets, so that you guys can think about what we're looking at and some options on some future capital improvements, and then we'll make a decision, like I said, at one of our future meetings prior to budget season on the road that we, as a committee, you guys would want to see us to try to focus on for the next few years. So the first item I have here, and I have it up on the screen up on the board here, is this is our asphalt paving plan. One of the biggest items that we've been working on in the last few years is how to handle the large sums of money that go along with trying to repave parking lots and roadways and driveways and things like that in our parks. This past year, we were able to work with our public works department, and we incorporated all of our pavement in with their street reconstruction pavement plan, which they utilize borrowing to pay for. Every other year, they borrow money to pay for the large street reconstruction plans. The dollar figures here, if you look at the big picture of what annual reconstruction plan would be for the streets, this is a small, minute amount. $200,000 looks like a lot, but in a multi-million dollar you know, street reconstruction borrowing plan, it's really not that much. So we were able to work that in. We took the Public Works Director at the time took this to the Public Works Committee, and they approved to include all this. So now it's kind of nice. We know that we'll be able to, on a every 2 year basis, work on you know, replacing parking lots and fixing roadways and some of those items. We started a couple years ago, Broadview soccer fields. We paved those a few years ago. Last year, we were able to do the entryway to Green Isle Park, right off of East River Drive there. And then this year, two items got bumped up, Optimist Park and the Cald Street parking at Optimist, because the Miracle League offered to pay 75% of the total cost. So the village agreed to fund the other 25% and, you know, bumped it up on the schedule that it initially wasn't going to take place till 2021, but since the Miracle League offered, we were able to do that. So, so with that being said, next year, 2019, we're looking to do the parking lots, which would be the Babe Ruth parking lot in Green Isle, the pavilion, main pavilion lot in Green Isle, and the roadway in Green Isle. Let me see here. Just some quick photos. This is the roadway going through Green Isle. You can see the poor condition of it. It's in very bad need. Well, that one's kind of sideways, isn't it? That's another shot of the roadway. Here's Babe Ruth Baseball Diamond parking lot. You can see how that has fallen in disrepair. It's at the point where it does need to be reconstructed. Here's the Pavilion parking lot. You can see how that one is deteriorating as well. So just wanted to give you a couple of quick shots. There's a giant pothole in one of the parking lots as well. So... just kind of a quick overview. That is, you know, part of our capital improvement program. That one, thankfully, is funded, like I said, through the borrowing process. The other items that we typically work with annually, we have a few items that are funded that we have a program for. One is our park sign replacement program, if you recall. Here's the sign that we replaced last year, I believe it was, at Broadview Soccer Complex. So annually, we'll be replacing park signs. This year, we actually have the sign sitting down at our park shop waiting to install it. We have the Green Isle Park sign, so we'll be putting that at the main entrance. And next year... I have an option, actually. What I have in my list was to do the a sign over here at Optimist Park or to replace the sign at Webster Park. So we'll be looking at doing one of those two for 2019. Another item that we have in our program to fund is, again, $5,000 towards purchasing of more park furnishings, you know, benches and picnic tables, replacing the old wooden ones that are in disrepair.
Those are really nice to sit on.
So, yeah. And maintenance-free, for the most part. Very little maintenance associated with this style.
Nice.
What is the life cycle on these?
On these? Like 15 plus? Yeah. Typically, unless somebody damages them, which there's repair kits that you can get, but
were they epoxy coated?
Yeah, it's epoxy coated steel. So, next item here, Kayaker's Point. This is an item that is in the near future of putting a kayak launch, an ADA kayak launch at Kayaker's Point. Just some photo shots of what we've done so far, you know, cleaned up the shoreline a little bit. And here's a picture of one of the launches. You know, this is an item that we'll look to try to get grant funded, that we potentially can get at little to no cost if we get the correct grants and work with some of the organizations that will fund these, right, Jim? Jim's associated with one of the organizations that has funded these in the past up along Fox River.
And is coastal management program on your radar?
It is.
Okay.
That's how you can, if you can utilize both funding
mechanisms,
you can
get the
50% coverage. I thought that that's what Bellevue did.
They did, yes.
Yeah, so that they were able to get theirs pretty much at no cost. So that's one item. Another item, this is the tennis court at East Lawn Park. It needs to be refurbished here in the next few years. So that's about a $9,000 to $12,000 project right there. So another item, this is the playground equipment at Langley Park that we need to look to replace. That has reached its life cycle. Looking at about a $30,000 project there.
That's like antique stuff.
It does.
What they're putting up now.
Yep.
Yeah,
it does.
Like what I used when I was a kid.
Maybe you could sell all that on eBay at premium and fund the music.
Actually, that's a good point, Dan. We have sold playground equipment at auction, at public auction before.
To defray some of the costs on the music.
And it does defray some of the costs, yep. So I think the last time some church out of southwest Wisconsin purchased some old stuff, and they were, or it was a farmer down there that wanted to, he bought it and he donated it to his church. So I'm like, hey, whatever works. So, we'll be looking at that. And then finally, this is an item that we talk about every year, the splash pad. That it's a high dollar item, and I think that this is a potential item that if we can find the right donor or, you know, naming rights or something along that lines, that we can get some funding on this. Depending on size, design, things like that, you're looking at anywhere from a $60,000 to $175,000 item.
Where's the proposed location for that?
We have proposed that would potentially go over here to Optimus Park, but we'll have to see. That park's starting to get filled up now too. It is so. We were thinking that would be the best location because of the users of that park and the utilities that we actually currently have there are probably some of the newest that could accommodate.
What are the, so just out of curiosity on a project like that, maintenance costs, what do they, are they similar to a pool or are they a little less because you
less.
Don't have such a large body
yeah,
of water?
Correct. They're
but
less.
You still have the pumps and water yes. quality to maintain and all
that
of that
is correct.
As well?
There's a couple of different types of splash pads or water playgrounds like this. One that recirculates the water, which obviously requires more maintenance because you have to treat the water. And then there's another type where it actually it's a one-time use water that you can either recapture the water for other purposes, non-potable purposes, those are some of the things we'd look at that point in time, what's most cost-effective and that. So,
we're Village of Sherwood, which is where I work. They
yes.
have a really nice splash pad, and I think they use TIF dollars to fund theirs.
I think you are correct. Yeah, because they did a lot of
things.
That's pretty close to where I live, too. So
it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
so you're a Calumet County resident?
Out of King.
Oh, okay.
So,
we won't talk about that. But
yeah. potentially.
Okay.
That might be a potential avenue that we could look at. I'd have to ask Trevor. Do you know? Is that in the TIF? I don't know if that's
I don't know.
TIF.
I'd
have to look at that. I haven't looked at
it
in a while.
Into using TIF funds
right.
to manage invasive species because I heard about people doing that in Michigan. And
okay.
Look into that.
Okay. All
right. Those pragmatists don't want
yeah, to we'll definitely look at all sorts of funding avenues that we can, but I think this would be a good potential naming rights or donor thing. That if
even
you
a GoFundMe account
right.
could be pretty successful.
Yeah, potentially. So. So those are just some of the items I wanted to bring forth. Not saying we are planning on doing them all next year, but maybe within the next few years, it'd be great to do some of these projects. So as a committee, think about those in the next few months. And or if you are real passionate about something else and you see something that we need to be doing, capital improvement wise, you know, we can talk about that as well. So, just wanted to bring those to you at the onset, so I'll give you some time to think about them, and we'll revisit them a little bit later in the summer, early fall, before budget season.
So. Okay, great, thank you. Discussion action on a dog-friendly special event at Greenhill Park with music and beer.
This item was brought to me by a couple of staff members that have an interest in music, beer, and dogs. Actually, Trevor Fuller brought it to my attention. And what it is, and we're kind of still in the planning stages, we're going to go talk to the Bellevue Dog Park Committee tomorrow and see about their potential involvement. But what it is looking at an event where pet owners can bring their dogs to the park, and there'll be a small band, like maybe a small cover band, three-piece cover band, something like that, nothing major. And then have some food trucks and, you know, serve beverages and beer, you know, those type of things. Kind of a bark and brew type of, you know, we haven't necessarily come up with a name yet. That's one of the items that is here. But, you know, this one here, for instance, was someplace in Florida that they were doing.
Beer and growlers?
potentially.
Only
so,
for the dogs.
Yeah, right? Yeah, right. But the purpose of this is to have a unique event that might, you know, we're starting to become a very pet-friendly community. You know, we have changed our laws and allowing dogs in parks in the last few years on leash. And so another type of unique event that might bring people from around the area into Alloway. So what we're looking at is not only a unique event, but the ability to educate pet owners. Get them all in one spot. You can check, hey, do you have your dog licensed? If not, we're not going to come down on you during the event, but here's the information on what you should be doing. Or, making sure that their dogs are, have the correct shots, things like that. And handing out information on proper pet ownership and in the parks. You need to have them on a leash. You got to clean up after them, those type of things. So, gives an opportunity, kind of a captive audience, to be able to educate them as well. And then finally, the potential for some of our partners, people like the dog park, to maybe raise some funds for their cause as well. So, you know, from a recreation standpoint, we're just looking at it of trying to have another fun event here for the residents of Alloway, especially the pet owners and that. So. Date and time are obviously looking at Green Isle Park. Here's kind of an overshot of what we're looking at for around the pavilion. Have a fenced off area. We'll put up some temporary fencing where people could actually let their dogs run off leash. But everybody else, you know, around the park then would have to have their pet on leash. We would look to have, like I said, food trucks, a few food trucks. Work with Dean Distributing on beer. We would work with one of our partners to be able to have the picnic beer license, and they'd be able to serve. Look to work with our DEO officer in the police department. They could check IDs, hand out wristbands, make it easy for people to, hey, if you don't have a wristband, can't be drinking alcohol type of thing. As well as they could also bring their canine unit in and kind of do some education from that perspective as well. Maybe we could get one of our committee members, Lee, you want to dress up in the suit and have the dog attack you type thing, you know?
Sounds like fun.
Right? date and time, looking at August 2nd on a Thursday, so we're not interfering with any of the weekend stuff, and that would put us in between when we have our soccer out there. Soccer would be done, and it would be before football starts, so there would be no interference there. Thursday night seemed like a nice night to do something like this. Looking at time frame 3 to 8 p.m., somewhere around there. Music would be from 6 to 8, only for a short portion of the time. It wouldn't be all night long or all afternoon, evening long. And be done before dark, so that everything can get cleaned up and don't have to worry about music playing late into the night or anything like that. With that, we're still kind of in the planning stages. Wanted to see if the committee had any questions, comments, ideas. We still have yet to pick a name for the event. Here are some ideas of a name, and
Paws in the Park is pretty
good. If anyone has,
Wolf of Hookers.
So any, if you like any of those, speak up, or potentially any other name. So we did hand it around the office and have a couple of ideas.
What's the favorite in the office right now?
I think it was Pooches and Pints and Dog Days of Summer are the two so far. Working with Dean Distributing, part of the partnership there, the agreement, would they actually do a lot of marketing for events like this. Mm-hmm. So it'll be nice to get that spread around. We all around town. Take it to the dog parks, hang it up.
Are you having them run the alcohol sales as a concession then, or would it be a fundraiser for the village?
It they would not be running the alcohol sales. It would be through the village.
Through the village.
But which we would need to get one of our partners to come in and do the actual sales.
Sure.
And that. So, yeah. But any questions or comments? Is this a good idea? Is this something?
It doesn't hurt to try it.
Right. That's what we were thinking. Keep kind of small this year.
If you market it well, I think it will be fairly successful, actually.
Yeah.
It all comes down to how well you get the word out.
Sure.
And in what time frame.
Sure. Yeah, that's why we're starting now for an August event, so that we can get all that marketing stuff taken care of early. And that plan on going to the village board with this June 5th, probably, at the June 5th meeting. If the committee thinks it's a great idea, I would, if you guys could have a motion that, to proceed,
sure.
And we can take that to the board, that'd be great. So.
I'd make a motion that the staff proceed with the planning of the dog event.
All right, we have a motion. We have a second?
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion
aye. Aye. Great. Thank you very much. And yeah, we're pretty excited about this. Something new, something different.
Mm-hmm. So, good for Alloy.
Right. Especially since, and I didn't mention this before, but we're not holding farmers market this year.
Right.
So,
right.
So now,
that's a
bummer. Trying to do something different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Any future agenda items that anybody would like to see on the upcoming meeting? Okay. Nothing else? I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
I'll second.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right. Adjourned.
Adjourned at 6:12 p.m.
You can still make the soccer.
Not too bad.
That's right.